Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You scolded Mitt Romney, his friends who are running this super PAC that has funded that, and you said of Mitt Romney, somebody who will lie to you to get to be president will lie to you when they are president. I have to ask you, are you calling Mitt Romney a liar?
Yes.
You're calling Mitt Romney a liar?
Well, if you seem shocked by it, I think it's a yes.
Why are you saying he's a liar?
This is a man whose staff created the PAC. His millionaire friends fund the PAC. He pretends he has nothing to do with the PAC. It's baloney. He's not telling American people the truth. Is this like his pretense that he's a conservative? Here's a Massachusetts moderate who has tax-paid abortions in Romney Care, puts Planned Parenthood in Romney Care, raises hundreds of millions of dollars of taxes on businesses, appoints liberal judges to appease Democrats, and wants the rest of us to believe somehow he's magically a conservative. I just think he ought to be honest with the American people.
Here's the newster about a week ago with Jennifer O'Donnell on CBS saying that he does believe that Mitt Romney is a liar. After a poor finish in Iowa and another poor showing in New Hampshire, Newt seems to be changing his tune. So what do we have? The GOP race and the primaries in the beginning of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Howie Carr talking about Gingrich. Gingrich now says he crossed the line when he attacked Mitt Romney and he blames it on President Obama. Let's listen.
It's a pretty significant story, I'd say, from Spartanburg. It's on the Politico. Newt, I crossed the line. Newt Gingrich, I'll just read it again. Newt Gingrich signaled Wednesday that he believes his criticism of Mitt Romney's record at Bain Capital is a mistake and that he's created an impression that he was echoing Democratic rhetoric. Gingrich conceded the problem when pressed by a Rick Santorum supporter at a book signing here Wednesday. I'm here to implore one thing of you, said Dean Glossop, an Army reservist from Inman, South Carolina. I think you've missed the target on the way you're addressing Romney's weaknesses. I want to beg you to redirect and go after his obvious disingenuous, I guess it means disingenuousness, about his conservatism and lay off the corporatist versus the free market. I think it's nuanced. I hate that word, nuanced. I agree with you, Gingrich said. It's an impossible theme to talk about with Obama in the background. Obama just makes it impossible to talk rationally in that area because he is so deeply into class warfare that automatically you get an echo effect. I agree with you entirely. Let's see. In addition to providing another example, so now I guess if he pulls back on the criticism now, it would be the latest abrupt shift in tactics from a candidate whose campaign has been full of them. In addition to providing another example of Gingrich's erratic campaign style, the decision could put the former House Speaker in a precarious spot. The pro-Gingrich super PAC winning our future is set to begin a $3.4 million airtime buy for a 27-minute long documentary showcasing people who lost their jobs when companies Bain was invested in closed. Through Tuesday, Gingrich had expressed support for the film. After the event, Gingrich spokesman R.C. Hammond argued the film was not actually about Bain specifically. So he said he was pulling back, and then after the event, his spokesman said he's not pulling back. Is that what it means? It's the quote. It's the decisions that Romney was making as CEO that are under review of public opinion. Hammond said, "We're not bringing Bain up. We're responding to questions." I don't know. So I don't know what this story means. So I mean, again, there's more. It is an example of the erratic style. So Newt agreed with the reservist that he had to cross the line, but then his spokesman said they're not going to pull the 27 minute documentary. Excuse me. Go ahead, Henry.
You know, all those people jumping on Mitt Romney about his business practices. You know, they're such hypocrites, the Democrats and Obama and everybody else. Because if Obamacare goes into effect, if the Supreme Court says it's okay, how many hundreds of thousands of people who work for insurance companies will be thrown out on their butts? You know?
That's a good point. What about all the people who lost their jobs at all the dealerships that were closed when the government took over GM and Chrysler?
All right. Some more on the presidential race. You'd like some more, right? Well, listen, just a moment. We'll get to Chris Matthews here on the countdown.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of the new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th, 2012.
Yes, all the Republicans love Chris Matthews. Here he talks to one of his pals, Howard Fineman, and a lady named Jennifer Donahue, who's on his program with regularity, about Newt Gingrich and how his attacks on Mitt Romney seem to have backfired.
Newt Gingrich, he pulled in his horns. No personal attacks in his speech tonight. But he's authorized his friend Sheldon Adelson, who has tons of money, to spend $3 million in a devastating advertising campaign to basically go after Bain Capital down in South Carolina the next week and a half. What is it? Is he going after him personally and trying to destroy him, or is he pulling back?
Well, he's been told by everybody publicly, and I've been told by former members of Congress who are friends of his privately, to cut it out because he's going to make himself a pariah in the party. But Newt Gingrich evidently is motivated both on the personal level. I've never seen him more angry. I've covered him for years. I'm more devastated tonight by his bad finish here, by the way. So it's personal, but also the only conceivable way, and it's a small thread, the only conceivable way Newt Gingrich could possibly win the nomination is first by destroying Mitt Romney and then somehow trying to pick up the pieces. So he's going to go for broke there, it seems to me. But I think he's going to be under tremendous pressure to back away from the strategy he's pursuing now. Doesn't seem like he's ready to do it. On the plane, I understand that on their way out to the airport, they were playing on the, you know, in the bus, you know, and in my mind, I'm going to Carolina. And, you know,
let me just tell you something. Speaking from the perspective across the board, clearly the Democrats now have all the ammo they need. They got it this weekend, right, Jennifer?
I think so.
Newt Gingrich has delivered to them the poison pill for Mitt Romney's campaign. And he was out there busting jobs. He was chop shopping. He wasn't creating jobs. The very pinpoint of his argument for running, Newt Gingrich has destroyed intellectually. The property rights on that are now public. They can go right to the Democrats the way that the attack on Willie Horton and letting him free was discovered, introduced by Al Gore in the Democratic primary fight, and then picked up by Lee Atwater and the Republicans and used to destroy Mike Dukakis and the general. It can happen the same way. They've got property rights now on what the Republicans have created.
That's a brilliant analogy. I think right now Gingrich is going to destroy Romney to the extent that the Democrats need. I think the Obama campaign is probably very excited to see Gingrich stay in this race, a man who can't win 10% in New Hampshire after getting the union leader endorsement, didn't do anything for him here. He's a man who's got a vendetta now. I think you're going to see Romney probably bloodied a bit by Gingrich. It helps everybody but Romney. Romney wants a big crowded field, but he doesn't want Gingrich in it.
From ABC, George Stephanopoulos with Romney himself. They talk about the attacks from all of the other candidates, and Joe Biden seems to be on the attack now, too.
As you know, Governor, your tenure at Bain Capital became a target over the last few days. Newt Gingrich and his allies taking you on. They're already advertising in South Carolina. Rick Perry compared you to a vulture. And in your speech last night, we heard you call them desperate. But are you worried that that argument might get more traction in South Carolina, where unemployment, as you know, is much higher than in either Iowa or New Hampshire?
Well, I think the people in South Carolina want someone who knows how to work the economy for the benefit of America and can get good jobs back in this country and keep us an opportunity nation. I think their argument fell flat here in New Hampshire. They tried it very hard, ran ads here, were up and down the state campaigning, and people in the state said, look, we want a guy who spent some time in the private sector, not someone who spent their entire life in Washington. So I think it's working for my benefit.
In your speech last night, you took direct aim at President Obama, and Vice President Biden gave his own speech to New Hampshire Democrats last night, where he took direct aim right back at you. He talked about your tenure at Bain again, and this is a quote from Vice President Biden. He's talking about you. He says he thinks it's more important for the stockholders, shareholders, and the investors, the venture capital guys, to do well than for the employees to be part of the bargain. How are you going to answer that argument?
Pretty straightforward. The vice president and the president, for instance, oversaw General Motors and Chrysler. And what did they do? They came in and closed factories, closed dealerships, laid people off. They did it to try and save the business. And every time we had a reduction in employment, it was designed to try and make the business more successful and ultimately to grow it. And tens of thousands of jobs created by virtue of the work that we were doing. I'm pretty proud of that record. And by the way, a heck of a lot better than the president's record. He lost almost 2 million jobs during his tenure.
It sounds like, though, you can see now that the American auto industry is doing better today than it was.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I felt from the very beginning that it needed to go through a managed bankruptcy process. The president finally came to that conclusion, did that course, and the industry is coming back. I sure hope it continues to grow and thrive.
You're heading down to South Carolina, as we said, where 60% of the state's Republican voters are evangelical Christians. I was struck by something that Reverend Franklin Graham, said in the New York Times this morning. He said that you might have some difficulty with the evangelical community because of your Mormon faith. He described it as a hurdle that you have to clear, advised that you meet with church leaders. How are you going to address that?
Well, I've been very pleased that over the years we have been meeting with church leaders, and we'll continue to do that. But for instance, in the vote last night in New Hampshire, I won among evangelicals. I won among Tea Party members, among very conservative and conservative voters. So the proof is in the results so far. Hopefully, I can translate some of that support into South Carolina as well. But I know I got an uphill battle in South Carolina, but I'm going to keep working hard and hopefully pull out another victory.
Can any of your other opponents right now mount a national campaign?
Oh, I think so. Rick Perry has put together a pretty substantial financial team and has been able to carry that forward over these last few contests. And, I think Newt Gingrich will be able to raise more money. He's already had some backers get behind him. And so I don't expect people to fall by the wayside for lack of funds. I think I expect them to fall by the wayside eventually for lack of voters.
More on New Hampshire, more on South Carolina, more on the GOP race, more from the countdown.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, 2 for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk, talk, talk. What are you talking about? Are you listening to some of these radio programs and talking about what you hear on the air? Are you surprised about what happened in New Hampshire with Ron Paul? Here's Michigan Attorney General and Romney campaign chairman Bill Shute talking to host Lori Moore about Romney's win in New Hampshire.
Mitt won the first time that a Republican candidate won back-to-back Iowa and New Hampshire primary victory. So we're working hard and on to the next state.
Do you have a tough job pushing them in Michigan? You know, a lot of people say he can never win here after his stance on the auto bailout.
You know, Mitt Romney won the Michigan primary in 2008, and I think we'll be in great shape in 2012. We have a great organization and, you know, some leaders in your neck of the woods, Jace Bolger, you know, for one. You know, this is Mitt Romney's the jobs candidate, and this is going to be a big contrast between Mitt Romney wants to cut taxes and build jobs, and the Obama presidency, unfortunately, has failed. And what Obama is trying to do is this importation of this kind of European class war, you know, warfare, redistribution of wealth, which is why people came to America and left Europe years ago. And so it'll be a great contrast. I think that'll be the eventual Republican nominee, and I think it'll win the presidency.
Can you comment on, you know, he was taking some heat yesterday for making the comment about how he liked to fire people, and people were saying, oh, they took it out of context, or, you know, what kind of guy is that would say that in this day and age? Can you tell us what he meant by that?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And what this was totally taken out of context. The discussion was, if you listen to the whole thing, Gloria, as I know you have, but other listeners ought to tune in. And he was talking about insurance companies, and what he was, in essence, saying is that if your insurance company gave you the stiff arm, there are other ways to describe it, then you ought to, you know, the free enterprise system is, then you can choose and go to a different service provider. That's what he was trying to articulate in the heat of an excited moment in the campaign. And the fact is, if you want to have a debate about free enterprise, I think Mitt Romney's the guy to do it. He's built jobs and has a record. So those who want to distort things, it's just kind of a silly season of politics, of the gotcha politics. The real issue here is about this record as a conservative Republican versus Barack Obama. Our approach is focused on Obama and not going negative on the other Republicans in this country.
Talk host David Kuharsky here with Sagar Magini, who's with the Associated Press. They talk about the GOP party and the shifting to South Carolina from New Hampshire.
What is the vibe coming out after New Hampshire? What are the voters telling you?
You know, the vibe is that Mitt Romney has essentially solidified his grasp for the time being, at least. He has made himself the without question, the front runner for the GOP nomination, the first man in a generation as a non-incumbent Republican to win the first two contests, that slim win in Iowa, and a more convincing one here by double digits. He got 39% of the vote. And the storyline beyond Romney, whom we expected to win, is that, again, nobody has really come forward out of the rest of these candidates. Rick Santorum finished just 8 votes back in He finished in fifth place yesterday with less than 10% of the vote. Ron Paul had a strong showing to finish second. John Huntsman had put all of his attention and focus and money here into New Hampshire. He only finished third with 17%. So the rest of the field is very much jumbled and now scrambling to try to stop this Romney momentum heading into South Carolina and Florida.
Now, what we saw in Iowa the day after was we saw some candidates mulling their future. Not the same case this time around. It seems like everybody's going to South Carolina.
Right. It was almost exactly this time a week ago when we got indications that Michelle Bachmann was going to drop out. It seemed that Rick Perry was considering it as well, but then he plowed ahead. Everyone is heading to South Carolina today, with the exception of Governor Perry, who has been in South Carolina. He skipped campaigning here in New Hampshire altogether. He has been very much focused the last 2 days in South Carolina. They're all going down there, as John Huntsman said. You know, their tickets were punched with the way they finished yesterday, and it's going to be a very interesting 10 days. They get a bid to try to keep Romney from pulling off a hat trick to start this campaign race.
800-510-8255. Your calls on New Hampshire. And what's up next for the GOP contenders? Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Listen to good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, your calls at 800-510-8255. You may be interested as we continue talking about the New Hampshire primary and the GOP race for who will be the nominee. Question on DougStephan.com. Now that the primary, New Hampshire primary, is over, which candidate do you think will be the next to drop out? And 53% of you agreed it would be Rick Perry. Let's see, the rest of you, 19% of you thought it would be John Huntsman. 11% of you thought it would be Newt Gingrich. 10% of you thought it would be Mitt Romney. Wow. Rick Santorum gets 6%. Ron Paul gets 2%. So most of the people listening to this program either are wishfully hoping or feel positively about Ron Paul supporters who hacked some Twitter accounts, apparently, making it look like some musicians were also supporters, sent out messages about the Ron Paul revolution, sending links on where other supporters could donate to his campaign. Obviously, that's annoyed some people, but there are a lot of people who are excited, and I don't know how much harm there was done in that. Mary is a Missouri listener, and she voted for Obama, it looks like, last time around. What are you planning to do this time?
I just want to say that I did vote for Obama during the last election, and I have to say I'm disappointed. I feel like he's chameleoned into a Republican on that, and I believe that the one who has the new voice for America, that has a clear and concise vision, who has non-changing views, and who is a true patriot, I believe that's Ron Paul, and that's who's going to get my vote the next election. I believe that he's rallying people around him. People are starting to take notice of him. He has a good vision for this country. He has true values. I think he's going to get a greater pulling than people realize. I think he's going to be the one that's going to get the next election.
Wishful thinking, hopeful thinking, or reality, who knows? But opinions are what plays well here on the Countdown, our overview of a lot of talk radio here in the last 24 to 48 hours. We moved to California for this caller.
Rather than name any names or anything, I just really feel the need to tell people to try and find out more about the candidates. Don't just watch mainstream media. I mean, we are so manipulated by the stories. I mean, you got to think about who is getting paid for people to believe all the things that they're pushing. And so I just really, especially this computer age, we have all this information available. Try and look stuff up, look at the candidates, especially who's paying for them. I mean, go look at opensecrets.com. You can find out what campaign. You know, this is all public information. People can go find out, because, I mean, I think even, I don't care who, the diverse Republican, Democrat, whatever, I'm an independent myself, but you can just know the truth by looking for who's paying for who. Who's paying for these guys? You know, I think our current President Obama, you know, I've been all over the map voting all over the place. I voted for Obama. You know, he keeps the Patriot Act there. You know, he's trampling all over our civil liberties, even though he says he's not, but he is. He turned his back with the NDAA. He signed it. So now, you know, we've got indefinite detention and whatnot. You know, I never thought in my lifetime I'd see that. And I can't believe that people are letting that happen. And, you know, we're just walking along with it and then just staying on our sides and fighting for our fight that we believe in. But what about the Constitution? You know, like I said about the mainstream media, you know, people have got to, you know, find this stuff out. Where's the money going? That's where you'll find the truth.
Clara Peller, where's the beef? 800-510-8255. The Republicans have gone to South Carolina. The guns are blazing, trying to get control of the voters who are there. If you're in South Carolina, what are you thinking? More calls in just a moment here on the countdown.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
An annual study by Fidelity Investments finds that many Americans are continuing to put their financial houses back in order by resolving to save more and spend less in the new year. In fact, nearly half of those making a resolution to save more plan to double their savings goals in 2012. But making and keeping a financial resolution can be a challenge. Ken Hevert is a vice president at Fidelity Investments.
In this uncertain economy, Fidelity can help investors focus on the financial aspects of their lives that they can control, whether that be creating long-term savings plans leading up to or living in retirement, or addressing short-term goals like building an emergency fund or developing a budget to determine where spending can be reduced. No matter what your financial goal, there's no time like the new year to get started.
To get started, visit Fidelity.com or call 1-800-FIDELITY. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSC, SIPC.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery, but Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four, so you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last. In-store only. Ends 128. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown, remaking how America overviews what's going on in the world, I guess, stimulating your thinking, the thinking of others. 800-510-8255 often causes you to be stimulated somewhat. The Republicans are in the South. South Carolina, they went down let's see, what is this, 10 days before? It's a Saturday, so a week from this Saturday, I think, is when the South Carolina primary is, January 21st, the next. If Mitt Romney gets that in Florida, he's in like Flynn. How does that settle with you? 800-510-8255. One of the programs that I listen to and a lot of other people are, watch it, gets the pulse of America's thinking. At least a lot of women who watch The View are informed and they are moved by what is said. So here's a clip from The View on Wednesday where the ladies talk with a reporter named John Berman about Mitt Romney's inevitability, and the inevitability, and using that word, he's going to get the nomination. And then who would be on the vice presidential side for him?
So, does this mean that Mitt Romney is the Republican candidate?
Yeah. Well, first of all, don't tell Ron Paul and his supporters they have no chance, else they will explode your Twitter account immediately.
They're very passionate. Okay.
But it is generally agreed it will be very hard for him to win the nomination. So then the question is, can Mitt Romney lose? The bar would be incredibly high. It would take some kind of epic event for him to lose at this point. A major scandal, a huge gap, and probably one or more other candidates to drop out almost immediately, because what needs to happen for him to lose is all the conservatives would need to coalesce around one candidate, and that hasn't happened yet.
You mentioned, so you think it's Romney?
I think it's very likely that it's Mitt Romney.
And his vice presidential candidate would be, do you think?
Well, if I could name that right now, it would be like the best thing ever. You know, some of the names that are thrown out there,
no.
I bet you it's not going to be Sarah Palin. That's just a hunch.
Double down on the Mormon ticket.
That would be very difficult because of the Mormon thing, and also the families, they're not exactly very close.
John Huntsman.
The names that are being kicked around right now, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, a Tea Party favorite. Florida is a key state. The Hispanic vote, very, very important. He says he's not interested, but, you know, that's a very possible choice. Chris Christie's been out on the trail. He's been out on the trail practically campaigning for it with Mitt Romney right now. He says he would not say no if it were offered to him. Some other candidates being kicked around, Susana Martinez, the Republican governor of New Mexico. I was actually with Mitt Romney when he went campaigning for her a year ago, so they have a relationship. I can tell you that some of the people who will not be are the guys running against Mitt Romney right now.
Also, Santorum, who's extremely conservative, doesn't even believe in birth control, he would be right on that ticket because Romney is perceived as a moderate and not a real conservative.
And he could get the South.
But he couldn't get the election.
It's hard to see what a Rick Santorum would bring to that ticket.
What Rick Santorum would bring to that ticket is destruction and death for the Republican Party in the general election against Obama. That's what Santorum brings to the table. Horrible choice for that, or this is my own spin on it, for a presidential candidate. You want to win, or you want to make your point? Making your point and winning are not necessarily two things that go together, as we have seen certainly in the past. 800-510-8255. Jim is a Carolinian.
When it comes to Romney coming south, the folks down here are real strong when it comes to 10th Amendment rights. We know that we voluntarily surrender some of our sovereignty to the United States for the betterment of our country. However, you know, when you talk about a Massachusetts moderate who emphasized the mandate implementing Romney Care so everyone had signed up, that kind of goes against the grain. But I think he's going to have a kind of a tough time, even though he might win. So we'll see what happens.
The North versus the South. Look at all of the people that come out of Massachusetts running Dukakis and Kerry and now Romney. And who wins for Massachusetts? It's been a while since anybody won, right? 800-510-8255. Ken thinks highly of John Huntsman, it would appear.
I'm neither for Gingrich, Romney, Paul. I'm for Huntsman. Huntsman is the candidate. He is the one who is communicating on a very sound level to the public, and he needs to get his message across. His message is of great importance to this country. I personally have a son who's been in the armed forces, United States Army. He's a Screaming Eagle, 14 years of service. He's a captain, 03, commander of his battalion, and he's doing a good job. He's been deployed to Afghanistan for 1 year. And all I can tell you is that our men and women in uniform that have served the country, that have came back maimed, disabled, all these service people need to get some type of representative in there that knows when the going is done. Get out of the countries. We cannot be, how Paul puts it, the police power, the aftermath power. It's all over there except for the policing of Afghanistan after we leave, since we left Iraq. Right now, Huntsman is the man.
Huntsman, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Christine with concerns.
I just have a real problem with Romney and his politics of envy and what I'm finding out about Bain Capital and what Mr. Romney spoke of in Nevada when he said nobody should help the people losing their homes. They should all just bottom out and then, quote, the investors can come in, buy them, rent them out, and wait for the prices to go up. I'm not sure that politics of envy. I'm really wonder about Mr. Romney's idea of fairness, morals, and ethics, no matter what is the law.
Thank you, ma'am. 800-510-8255. There are all kinds of things I could say after that. The sad reality of people who smoke and that sort of thing, what it does to the voice. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. Presidential primaries, a couple of different polls I'm looking at for South Carolina. Here's Romney with 23% support, followed by Gingrich with 21%. Here's another one by a democratically controlled pollster, public policy polling. Romney ahead of Gingrich by 7 points. And so that's how it looks at this point in time. 800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with your thoughts, Michael, listening to KUGN in Oregon.
I think Obama's turned into the greatest Republican president they could want. I mean, I'm not worried about the economy. I'm worried about the president being able to execute me with a drone the size of a butterfly. I mean, I'm 54 years old. I'm astounded at the changes that have happened to America. I don't know why they would want to elect anybody else. It seems Obama has he's drank the Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah, so you don't understand the government involvement. Obviously, you don't have a business of your own. Faye in Chicago, or close to Chicago, I guess Hammond. Go ahead, ma'am.
I just wanted to make a comment on the two front runners from the New Hampshire primary. First of all, on the fairness question with Governor Romney, I believe that the comment that he continues to make that it's a sort of resentment. I'm part of the 99%, and I'm really sick of the tax breaks, the corporate welfare. I want to see some of those people that caused the economic meltdown, some of those banks and financial institutions, some of those people should have gone to jail. I'm for if you commit a crime, you should go to jail. You should pay the price. None of those people were punished. So in my opinion, they're not job creators. For the most part, they're crooks. And as far as Ron Paul, I believe by him being a libertarian, I could never abide by the libertarian viewpoint because in his own words, if he had been voting in 1964, he wouldn't have voted for fair accommodations. There would still be black water fountains, white water fountains. We would have, we wouldn't have the EPA. We wouldn't have clean water. We wouldn't have clean air. I don't believe that the free market should be unbridled, that they should be able to do whatever they wish. I do believe that there should be some checks and balances.
One of them ought to be not so much money in the campaign. Romney's gotten $24 million added to his campaign since the primaries began. Wow. 51 after on the countdown.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Surveying America for thoughts on the hot hits in talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, evaluating what's in print that people are talking about and the electronic media as well. That's what gets people going, and that's what gets them to call 800-510-8255. So if you heard in the last couple of minutes, a couple of, the first sort of rebuttal about Ron Paul comes from Scott in Louisiana.
I'd like to make a comment that the only one that's in the Republican race right now that could beat Barack Obama in the presidential election would be Ron Paul, being he would get all the independent votes, he would get a lot of Democratic votes, and he would get a lot of other votes. So if the Republicans truly want to win the election, then they should stand behind Ron Paul, because Romney's only got so many votes, and the Republicans can't get the independent voters. But Ron Paul would be the one in the Republican ticket that I would vote for, and I would like to see him get the nominee, which nobody's going to let him.
All right, so let's have Andrew in Florida respond to what Faye in Chicago said.
I just want to say that I think that Ron Paul is the clear and definite choice to restore America. I'm 24 years old. I'm a young black Republican. It's not that many of us, so I'm trying to, you know, fight the good fight. I want to say, people, stop being ignorant. Do your research. Learn about your candidates. Don't call a man racist just because, you know, your neighbor said something or you know, your friend said something. Do your own research and learn for yourself. And another thing I want to say is, black people have this undying alliance to Obama when he has done nothing for us. And the thing is that Ron Paul would do way more for black people than Obama.
Interesting. Faye said, one of her comments was that Ron Paul would be basically disastrous because of what he wrote in 1964. People change, obviously, that's hitting people in the right square between the eyes. And also, the people who think the older black population is for Obama, younger blacks are like younger whites. They are not happy with much of anything in the status quo, the standard bearers, the normal sort of People's Choice Award winners, if you will, when it comes to politics. So there's a lot that isn't being counted there. And Hispanics may be in that boat as well. What do you think? If you're in one of those areas, you're welcome to call us. We still have a few more minutes here at 800-510-8255. We'll listen to Daryl, who is in New Jersey now.
The thing that really bothers me the most about what's happening in the Republican primary is that there are so many people who seem to be buying into this idea that Mitt Romney is some sort of bootstrapper. I mean, Mitt Romney started off with humongous head start on most of his peers. He, like Donald Trump, who also started out with this big head start, and now he's sort of portraying himself as sort of this bootstrapper, and that we ought not be jealous or envious of his success. You know, if Mitt Romney would be honest about how he got started, how he got his money, how he got accepted into the most elite schools, how he's been bankrolled at Bain Capital, you know, how his campaign, even his campaign, the attack dogs that tore down Newt Gingrich, who, by the way, I'm not a big fan of, but the attack dogs were bankrolled, you know, by, you know, these huge, you know, people with huge amounts of money. And so this idea that we're supposed to buy this authentic bootstrapper, it just bothers me. And as for these Ron Paul supporters who always talk about Ron Paul being the, you know, the true, you know, freedom fighter down this time, Ron Paul has been slipping in earmarks into budgets year after year after year, and then turning around and voting against them as if, you know, and then his hands are clean. He hasn't been responsible for all the spending that's been going on in Washington. So I just wish that these talking heads on some of these other networks would point out these things.
It's interesting how the former chairman of the Republican Party, Michael Steele, has been talking a lot about the other candidates attacking Romney. There's plenty of fighting going on within the party, and he thinks that's not consistent with the Republican principle. 800-510-8255. Time for one more caller, and Chris in Texas, it'll be you.
I think Mitt Romney's going to have a hard time in the South because I don't think his message is really going to play well here. This is definitely Ron Paul country. Ron Paul is the juggernaut that the media is not willing to cover. And, you know, people are tired of the same old, same old. The 18 to 30 crowd is for Ron Paul. You know, the baby boomers got to have the party, and my generation is going to have to clean up the mess. So hopefully we can keep the media honest, and we can have a fair and honest ballot counting election, and hopefully we can turn this country around. If not, I'll be voting for Gary Johnson if Ron Paul's not there.
Yeah, there's a lot of that split stuff. So the generation from 18 to 30 wants to clean up the mess, and they think Ron Paul can do it. That's the final word, the final message in this hour of the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffens.